Chapter 3. But be certain of this, that in the last days times of trouble will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, uplifted in pride, given to bitter words, going against the authority of their fathers, never giving praise, having no religion, without natural love, bitter haters, saying evil of others, violent and uncontrolled, hating all good, false to their friends, acting without thought, lifted up in mind, loving pleasure more than God, having a form of religion, but turning their backs on the power of it, go not with these. For these are they who go secretly into houses, making prisoners of foolish women, weighted down with sin, turned from the way by their evil desires, ever learning, and never coming to the knowledge of what is true. And as James and Jambres went against Moses, so do these go against what is true, men of evil minds, who, tested by faith, are seen to be false. But they will go no farther, for their foolish behavior will be clear to all men, as theirs was in the end. But you took as your example my teaching, behavior, purpose, and faith, my long waiting, my love, my quiet undergoing of trouble, my punishments and pain, the things which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, the cruel attacks made on me. And the Lord made me free from them all. Yes, and all whose purpose is to be living in the knowledge of God in Christ Jesus, will be cruelly attacked. Evil and false men will become worse and worse, using deceit and themselves overcome by deceit. But see that you keep to the teaching you have been given and the things of which you are certain, conscious of who has been your teacher, and that from the time when you were a child, you have had knowledge of the holy writings, which are able to make you wise to salvation, through faith in Christ Jesus. Every holy writing which comes from God is of profit for teaching, for training, for guiding, for education in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, trained and made ready for every good work.